We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
I hope you understand that we serve and we love a God of forgiveness. And I'm glad that God has not given me what I deserve, but He has forgiven my trespasses. He's forgiven my sins. The Bible says that Christ placed all the sins of the whole world upon His Son, that Christ bore our sins upon His body. Teaches us that we really can't do anything unto the Lord. We can't really worship God until we are right with our brother or our sister. The Bible puts it this way in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You see, I see in this passage of Scripture that as we worship the Lord, it is an intricate part of our worship to the Lord to be a people of forgiveness. Now, I hope you understand the measure of God's forgiveness in your life. I hope you understand that we serve and we love a God of forgiveness. And I'm glad that God has not given me what I deserve, but He has forgiven my trespasses. He's forgiven my sins. The Bible says that Christ placed all the sins of the whole world upon His Son, that Christ bore our sins upon His body, and that we can have eternal life. He became our sin, who knew no sin. And the Bible says that God judged His only begotten. And the Bible teaches us that He has forgiven us. It's wonderful to be forgiven. Blessed is the man whose sins are gone, who is forgiven. Blessed, happy is that man whose sins are forgiven. And I'm glad that our sins are washed away. And the principle of forgiveness is really restoring that relationship before the trespass. The principle of forgiveness is as much as humanly possible to find restoration. And the Bible says it to us in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. And Micah chapter 7, verse 19 says, but thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. And Jeremiah 31, 34 says, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Now, if you think for a moment that the nature of God enables Him to forget your sin, then you don't know who He is. Because the Bible teaches us that God knows everything. He knows the beginning and He knows the end, and He is everywhere at one time, and He is all powerful. The reality is that God doesn't forget or no longer remembers our sin, but because of His holy character, He never brings that up again. He never brings that sin or that trespass to us again. And that's the wonderful, wonderful nature of our God. And the forgiveness of our God is that He never brings that sin up and puts it in our face ever again. It's washed away. It's gone. The Bible says this, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Our sins are washed away. I heard the story of a couple who had a wonderful relationship, and the husband did something that he shouldn't have done. It's always the husband's fault, right, ladies? And they worked it out. They restored their relationship. But there were times that that wife would bring that trespass up. There were times that she would kind of just bring it up and kind of rub it into his face. And one day that husband said to his wife, he says, "Honey, I thought your policy was to forgive and to forget." And she said, "Well, it is." She said, "I just don't want you to forget that I've forgiven you and forgotten your trespass." I'm glad God is not like that. The Bible says that God washes our sins away and they are gone. And so if we are going to forgive, then we need to take that mental eraser and we need to wipe it clear. God's people should not be taking score. Should not be taking score. The Bible says that we are to forgive. But let's think about forgiveness demonstrated. In verse 21 of our text, look what the Bible says here. The Bible says this as Peter comes to the Lord and he says, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him till seven times?" Now, this is a wonderful revelation of the character and the nature of God, because the Bible teaches us that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and he is just to forgive that sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we're talking here about the same sin, the same offense, the same trespass. And Peter says, when my brother, when he does something against me, and he does it over and over and over and over again, how many times, Lord, how many times should I forgive him? Should I forgive him seven times? And Peter took tradition and went the extra mile, three times, times two, plus one. Seven is the perfect number. That has to be the answer. So, Lord, should I forgive him seven times? And Jesus said, "No, Peter, you shouldn't forgive him seven times. You should forgive him 70 times seven, 490 times. The same offense, 490 times. You know, I just want to just let that sink in. That's the nature of our God. And I want us to understand that that's not the Lord counting, but what he's trying to tell Peter is, Peter, just forgive. And forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. Because that's my heart. And I want you to be like me. Have a forgiving attitude. The principle of forgiving. The principle of forgiving. I want us to think number two for just a moment. Let's think about the parable of forgiveness. And I want us to turn back, if you should be there, Matthew chapter 18. And look what the scripture says. We're going to jump down to verse 23 now. Verse number 23. And we're going to think about the parable of forgiveness. The Bible says this, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king." Now, Jesus is going to illustrate what he just taught us. And he's going to use an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And he says here, "There was a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents," was a significant amount of money, millions and millions of dollars. And so there was a man that was brought before him that owed millions and millions of dollars. The Bible says, verse 25, "But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, in our economy, just pennies. And he laid hands on him and he took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but he went and he cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. And his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on that fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Now notice what the Bible says in verse 35. Again, here's an earthly story with a spiritual meaning for us. The Bible says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
If ye from your heart forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. Now, this is a wonderful story, parable of forgiveness. And I think it's easy for us to give interpretation. It's easy to understand that Jesus is the King in this scripture. He is the King in this scripture, and we are his servants. We are saved. We are born again. And that 10,000 talents, that millions of dollars, that was our sin debt. And the Bible says that the Lord forgave all of it. And the Bible tells us that that 100 pence, that penny or pennies, that small amount of money that we demand to be paid, this is how God sees someone who will not forgive their brother or their sister. Now think about this. If you ever wondered what God thinks about and how God sees this world, that's how God sees a Christian who won't forgive their brother or their sister. I've forgiven you millions of dollars. I've forgiven you this huge debt. And now you demand a payment of just pennies. You know what the Lord says? He says that anyone that has that attitude is a wicked servant. A wicked servant. I think this is a convicting truth for all of us and how God wants us to be forgiving. God wants us to have the heart and the mind of his Son. After all that he has done for us, he's cleaned up our lives, he's cast our debt, our sin behind his back, and he promises that he will remember that sin debt no more, and he separated as far as the east is from the west, and the Bible says for all eternity, he'll never, ever, ever bring our sin up again. It is gone, and just a thimble amount of debt, we demand payment. And Jesus said, it makes me sick. That's how the Lord sees, and that's how important forgiveness is to our Savior. You know, the Bible says that one who acts this way, who harbors bitterness in their heart, Well, you don't know what he said to me. You don't know what he did to me. The reality is it affects us far more than it affects them. And it wrecks our lives. It truly does. I've seen in my years of ministry what bitterness does to an individual. And I'm here to tell you, I don't want any part of that. I mean, it ruins lives. It ruins lives. And here the Bible says here that we take this thimble full of offense and we blow it up. And Jesus said, listen, I've forgiven you the great debt. You need to forgive your brothers and sisters of that thimble of debt that they've committed toward you. So let's think about number three, and we'll be done tonight. The possibilities of forgiveness. Verse 23, again, the Bible says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto this king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and his children, and all that he had in payment to be made. Notice that expression there. Payment had to be made. The Bible says in verse 26, and the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him of that debt. This is a picture of the Lord Jesus and our salvation. And I want to just highlight a couple of things today. I hope you're born again. I hope you know Jesus as your Savior. But in this passage of Scripture, we just have a couple of wonderful truths here. First of all, I want us to understand that our sin debt must be paid. Our sin debt must be paid. And that is why, to me, and I hope to you, if you know the Lord as your Savior, the gospel message is so wonderful. Because the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God knew our sin debt had to be paid. And so he sent his Son, his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to come to this earth and to be our sin, to be our and pay our sin debt. He paid sin's penalty. And the Bible says here that all was paid, all was forgiven because of the Lord's compassion. We have forgiveness of our sin debt. And that's a wonderful blessing. And I'm here to tell you that tonight there's the possibility of gaining forgiveness. For the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I don't want you to leave here tonight and leave our church and not have an opportunity to know that God loves you and he died for you and you have a debt that you cannot pay. And he paid a debt he didn't know. And he died for you. He took your place. He died as you and for you. And today I'm here to tell you, and I'm excited about it, you can have your sins washed away if you put your faith and trust in Jesus. You have the possibility to have your sin debt gone. What a wonderful thing. Can you imagine if you owned $1 million, you owed $1 million. And I said to you, I'm going to pay that debt. I'm going to write you a check for $1 million. And you don't have to do anything. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. I'm just going to use Brother Dan Luck's bank account and his checkbook, and I'm going to write you this check. It's going to bounce all the way back to me. You know what? That's a wonderful blessing, isn't it? If your debt is gone, I think you'd be excited about that. You owed $1 million. The burden of that debt on your life, you can't sleep at night. You can't live your life because of that burden upon you. And now it's gone. I think you'd be pretty excited. I'm here to tell you, because of our sin, we deserve separation from God for all eternity. And Jesus is offering you today to pay your sin debt if you put your faith and trust in him. Your sins can be washed away. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's the possibility of gaining forgiveness when you come to Christ in a contrite heart. The Bible says that you can be saved. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful event in your life tonight. If you'd come and bow a knee before the Savior and trust him, He'll wash that sin away. What a wonderful opportunity. But also there's the possibility of granting forgiveness. There's opportunity for us as Christians to forgive. Now think about it. We want to be Christ-like. Say amen if you want to be Christ-like. We want to be Christ-like. How much more can we be like Christ than we when we forgive? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Bible teaches us to be tender-hearted, forgiving one another for Christ's sake. There's the possibility of granting forgiveness, and I'm afraid to tell you it's not in our text. Verse number 30, there was an opportunity, a man who had millions of dollars forgiven, the debt of sin washed away, and a thimble of debt was placed to his brought before him of one of his servants. And the Bible says in verse 30, and he would not forgive. And we read this story and we think, how silly, how foolish, forgiven of so much and won't forgive so little. There's a possibility today of gaining forgiveness. There's the possibility of granting forgiveness. I hope today, listen, when someone crosses the line in our relationship, and it's not if, it's when, it's going to happen. It happens in churches all the time, and you have a choice. You can forgive, or you can act in a carnal way and say, well, I'm not going to talk to that person anymore. I'm going to find another church. Listen, there are people everywhere you go, and they're always crossing lines. You just got to learn to deal with things biblically. That's why God gave us instruction here. There's the possibility of granting forgiveness. But think about this. There's also the possibility to refuse to forgive. The Bible says he would not. But look what the scripture says, but went and cast him into prison till he would pay the debt, verse number 30. The Bible says he had been forgiven 10,000 talents. He only owed 100 pence. And the Bible says he grabbed that debtor, he grabbed him by the neck, and he says, pay me everything or I'll throw you in prison. Now that's a wonderful Christian attitude right there. That is Christian compassion at its best. Being facetious, by the way. And, you know, the Bible says here that he throws him into the prison and they go to the king. And the king comes to him and says, why wouldn't you forgive? I have forgiven you, but you are not worthy. You are not willing to forgive. And so verse 34, the Bible says that the Lord, the king, he was wroth, he was angry. And look at this. The Bible says he delivered him to the tormentors. Now, this is just a story. It's a parable. But it has a meaning for us. Because the Bible says that the Lord was angry, he was delivered to the tormentors, and then in verse 35, Jesus said, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. Now listen, I know people today that are in this bondage, that are facing the tormentor because they are just unwilling to forgive. I'm talking about the perpetual penance of regret. I'm talking about we could say the tormentors of wrath and malice and bitterness, covetousness that come upon someone's life. I'm talking about physical breakdown, emotional baggage, mental stress, diseases that cripple the body. I'm talking about the tormentors that someone lays awake at night thinking, and God, the Holy Spirit, convicting their heart and never having rest. I'm talking about unforgiveness. You know, I love the story of Joseph. You know, Joseph, he was a young man who loved God. And we would say that Joseph was treated very harshly. He was hated. He was despised. The Bible says that he was lied about. He was even going to be murdered, and instead they took the better road and they sent him to slavery. And when he had opportunity to see his brothers again, he had opportunity to get even. I mean, if anyone, if he was delivered to the tormentors, I wouldn't want to be his brothers when they stood before Joseph that day. All of those years in prison, thinking about the day that he could get even with these men. And yet he had such a wonderful Christ-like attitude. And he said to his brothers, listen, don't be afraid of me. You meant this for evil, but God meant this for good. That was a man who knew how to forgive. And that was a man who knew that God was bigger than the offense and that there's a bigger purpose in life than being angry over a thimble full of offense, because we have been forgiven much. And that is the attitude that Christ wants us to have. Are there possibilities today? Absolutely. There's the possibility for you to have forgiveness in your life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, then the Lord has directed you here tonight to get saved. He loves you. He wants you to get saved. There's the possibility to forgive.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.